堂听 class.com。
Passage 3. Conflicts over how to spend free time are common among successful, career-oriented couples who may find it difficult to balance job and home responsibilities. Such couples often end up exhausted and depressed because they feel they do not have enough time for themselves or their mates. Couples often disagree over how to allocate their free time because they have different needs for solitude and companionship. Why do individuals differ in their needs for solitude and privacy? Occupations are a major factor, mental health experts say. For example, nurses, journalists, salesmen, and others whose occupations require them to work with many different types of people often desire more solitude than do artists, scientists, and others who usually work alone. Intelligence also seems to be a factor, according to behavioral scientists who have studied the relationships between solitude and happiness. Intelligent people usually want more solitude, probably because they have developed interests like reading and painting that depend on concentration that comes from being alone. However, too much solitude, even among the most intelligent, seems to be a problem. People who spend more than one-third of their time alone usually report feelings of depression. At the time of marriage, couples usually have similar needs for private time and togetherness, but often grow apart as the relationship changes. Any major change, such as a new job, the birth of a child, or a teenager going off to college can upset the balance. A husband who has been used to spending his free time with his wife will sometimes feel angry and upset after their child is born because he no longer can do this. Unresolved conflicts from adolescence sometimes reappear in couples' disagreements. Mates whose parents made it difficult for them to leave home and establish their own identities will sometimes find it difficult to spend much time with their mates because of fears of being controlled. On the other hand, mates who never had a chance as children to be part of a close, loving family will often want to spend an excessive amount of time with their partners. One way couples can resolve such conflicts is to keep a record of their feelings during different times of the day. That way, they can become aware of their needs for solitude and togetherness and adjust their schedules. Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you have just heard.
11. People who spend more than one-third of their time alone report that they... Twelve. What kinds of major changes can upset the balance between couples? 13. Why do people who read and paint want solitude? 14. The main idea of this passage is... Fifteen. Does the passage say that people who work with different types of people desire solitude?